I wouldn't say in conflict. Obviously, we have... I mean, there are editorials leaders every week, and those are texts over which I personally stand over as editor. The other contents by our columnists, we have wonderful columnists, and what they write is not always what I would say. But they do reflect in amongst themselves a spectrum of opinions. So they're not all of the same outlook, and that's deliberate.
And we might get back to talking about that later in our conversation. Tell us, does the producing a weekly paper like this, is there any profit to be made from it, or is it just purely something that serves the church and the people who read it?
We're not a profit-making organisation. We are a company. We have a board of directors.
Okay.
But we're not in this for profit. But we do have to pay our way, because, as I say, we're not an official publication. We don't receive funding from the Church of Ireland, so we survive financially entirely on our own revenues.
Maybe that's why you don't produce cartoons regularly, I notice. Perhaps fear of frightening your stakeholders.
Well, I've often thought about that. We have had a few cartoons over the years. It's just getting it organised
finding people with what we might call today an appropriate sense of humour.
Well, to tell you the truth, the problem with cartoons is actually that normally in newspapers, cartoons refer to
the
aspects of news, and therefore you have to have someone doing your cartoon who is completely au fait with the stories
and ready.
So it's a very instant thing, actually. So that is actually not quite so straightforward as it might seem.
I understand. You referred earlier to your regular column writers. Is it difficult to find regular contributors to its pages, apart from the occasional or regular compulsive letter writers?
We don't change our columnists that often. I'm talking about columnists now.
Yes.
They're pretty constant, and that's important because readers want to build up a relationship, in a sense, with the paper and the columnists, and they look for their particular columnists naturally every time. And I've been very fortunate in finding columnists quite easily, and those who have been, I've asked, I've thought about it, and I've asked them, and they've been very willing and very happy to do it. And so that has worked out fine.
Many of whom have been consistently of a high quality, isn't that right?
I would say so, indeed. Well, I'm only the editor, of course.
Has there been in your time as editor any particular contributors to the paper which have made your work as editor particularly either easy or difficult, for that matter?
We do deal with some very difficult issues in the church, and my concern as editor is to allow, in the sense, a voice for all sections of the church, and to be fair in that way. And I hope I'm doing that. Obviously, sometimes the Gazette takes a stand on something. We have to be careful about that, but that's not always easy.
Yeah. Where do you see the future for print journalism in regard to a paper like the Gazette?
That's a huge issue, Patrick. Print is, of course, under enormous pressure today. But not least because there's a whole shift of advertising as well. But I think one of the important things is that certain publications, like, for example, local newspapers, weekly papers, are important as kind of community enhancing.
Yes.
They have that kind of a role. And I think that to some extent the Gazette, I hope, has a way of kind of binding and helping to bind. It's got the church. So it has a kind of role in that sense. And I think for that reason, you know, there will always be print. But it is getting more and more difficult, and we are, of course, as I said earlier, diversifying into
the
internet, the e-paper, and of course we do some audio interviews too.
Many people in Ireland and further afield, I know, will be very grateful to Ian for your work as editor, keeping us all in touch with each other. But finally, looking back over your years as editor, have you firstly any regrets? And secondly, perhaps any particular hopes for the future of the Gazette? What about the regrets first?
I can't say I don't feel very regretful, really. Yeah. I think probably, like yourself, I was ordained for the ministry of the church. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ordained to be a journalist. But that's sort of a role that I've had in the church. I'm not very happy about being involved in controversies. Mm. And that has happened, obviously.
Yes,
you can't be in journalism yes. and not be. A lot of people say to me, oh, you just love controversy, don't you? And it's actually not true.
And your hopes for the future?
My hopes for the future is that I will be able to pass the Gazette on in due course to someone in a fit and healthy state.